Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well.
Happy to be talking about real Lanceros, not those pretend Lanceros where they cheat that extra leaf. No cheating going on. No cheating here. Spoilers.
That's right.
A leaf is just a leaf.
So today we are talking about the JRE Aladino Habano Vintage Selection Elegante. Cigar is a Lancero, 7-inch by 38, comes out of the Las Lomas factory in Honduras. Wrappers Honduran Habano, binder and filler both Honduran Corojo. Price point is $8. Cigar was released in May of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
So I think I'm on my own little island when I get this flavor note. Kind of like, you know, when you watch that documentary series they do, one of the guys that studied for his master som, and he was like, he gets garden hose and tennis balls a lot, right? So but I get this note sometimes, and I swear I'm getting like this effervescence. It's almost like baking soda. I mean, I don't fucking eat baking soda, but you know what I mean? Like, you know how you get like effervescence sometimes, like bubblies, right? Anyways, I got this note on the cigar in the beginning. I thought that the first third was good. I thought it had a lot of flavors packed into such a slim 38 ring gauge. It was like toasty. It was nutty. It was nice spice coming through. But for most of it, I got this like really awful mixture of red pepper spice and this like bitter oak note. And that what ultimately threw it off for me. You know, I think that there needs to be more perhaps MSG added to this for the Asian palate. It couldn't hurt to throw some orange chicken to toss into this either in the wok. But right. I'm sure how the Asian food scene is in Honduras.
Probably non-existent.
I gotta go there.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was getting cedar, earth, soft pepper. I was getting this floral and cream quality. Smoked around a medium. And I thought it was pretty consistent throughout, but really enjoyable. I just thought it was really enjoyable on my palate. Medium strength and body. So really nice Lancero.
All right, John, how about you?
Yeah, this is a really nice Lancero, and I agree. It's medium and consistent all the way through. Nothing really overwhelms the palate, just kind of a syrupy, sweet wood, a little bit of citrus just to balance out the notes, and of course that Honduran sort of mustiness, which is nice. A little mild bread under there, adding some complexity. And, you know, a little bit of chocolate going into the second third, and again, you know, more of that baking spice, musty bread combination, which honestly, I could smoke that all day. I mean, if you're going to make a long cigar, that's the profile to do it, because it was interesting for pretty much the entire way. I would say the last third for me was a little more of the dry, musty cedar and sort of dropped some of the more accent notes, which kind of, you know, still pleasant, but not to the same level of complexity. But man, I tell you, the number of Lanceros we've smoked recently that weren't delivering. So I was a little trepidatious going into this, especially with Honduran tobacco. I'm like, Honduran tobacco can be so hit and miss with the sizes. Man, this hits so good. And construction, I would say, I mean, I can't remember in Aladino I've had a construction issue with. This was just, you know, perfect draw, perfect burn, which again, you know, for those who don't know, Lanceros are really tough to roll. So they kind of checked all the boxes for me. Aaron, what was your experience like?
For me, the cigar did a fantastic job of flavor delivery. It was very rich, very full-bodied. First two-thirds delivered a good combination of flavor. Final third became a bit too dry, earth-heavy for me. But construction was really good, allowed me to just focus on the flavors. I was not a fan of this cigar in the Rothschild Vitola. It just didn't do it for me. But this Vitola just like took this blend to a completely another level. Right. It just was almost a completely different cigar. I would have no problem coming back to this cigar. Price point is super attractive. I know this, you know, everybody likes to say that they like a Lancero, but they don't buy them. So people don't make them. But if you don't like Lanceros, but I don't know, you like good flavored cigars, you should buy this. you know, something I highly recommend to track down. So I will also say I wasn't the biggest fan of the flavor profile. You know, I still had, it still had some remnants from the Rothschild, like just the kind of components together, but the delivery of the flavor was so perfect. Like it just like condensed everything to like just be nice that it was good. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say. All right, let's get to the scores. I'm going to start at the top with Seth at 7.17. John gave it a 6.82. I gave it a 6.42. And June gave it a 5.95. So, Seth, how'd that 7.17 match up for you?
Sorry, with June and his cheeks and he hold up that wings, it made me think of Tommy Boy, and Tommy like wingy. So, maybe, there you go, June. Junie like wingy. First of all, I didn't know this was $8. I think I just realized now that it's $8, and the fact that this is $8 is absolutely insane. What a difference a ring gauge makes on a cigar. And I think this is one of those best examples of, if you really want to see the difference in a blend, go do a complete 180, smoke the Rothschild, and then smoke this Lancero. And it really goes to show you, like, it doesn't hurt sometimes to pick up different Patols in the line and see where it goes. I think, you know, most of the time, if you pick up like a Rocky Patel or an Alec Bradley, it's probably going to taste the same, but I think you are going to find some more boutique or craft manufacturers where you're going to see differences. But even with like Davidoff, you see differences in the Vitola ring gauges. But this was phenomenal. And for $8, great Lancero. I'd highly recommend it.
All right, John, 6.82.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, Aladino's been doing so well this year. I'm so happy to, again, review a really good cigar. It's nice for me as a reviewer. I don't have to sort of slog it through. You know, for me, as I'm smoking, I'm like, well, if this cigar stays consistent, this is going to land really high on my top 25 list this year, and it did. So, you know, with great construction to follow up, and again, not to beleaguer the point, but $8 for Lancero? A Lancero that tastes like this and is rolled this well? I mean, you know, maybe Lancero's not your thing, but if you like Aladino, I feel like you'd be kind of dumb not to pick it up at $8. Like, that's stupid affordable. So, yeah, it matches up well. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, my 6.42 matches up well. You know, really good flavor profile. Final third just dropped down a little bit. I did have a fairly snug draw on mine, and the cigar went out once, but the burn line was straight. So if I just had, you know, better construction, I'd be right in line with you, John. So just a little bit of construction that knocked it down a little bit. But otherwise, this is probably top four for me for the year so far.
High praise.
Yeah, so it's a good cigar. I mean, another one in the top four is just the Cameroon version of this in the Lancero as well. So it's just, those are, I don't know, Jerry's doing really good in Lanceros. There might have to be a battle royale between Justo and Noel Rojas for the king of small gauge, but we'll have to figure that out at the end of the year, I guess. All right, June, 5.95.
So I disagree with you guys on the $8 price point being a good bargain. I feel like they've cut a lot of raw materials and tobacco to make this cigar. So I don't think it's a deal at all.
All right. That's your story and you're sticking to it?
Yep.
All right. Final thoughts on this from you guys?
I mean, is Aladino, I feel like Aladino is at this point running away with maybe small boutique factory of the year. You know, like, they've had so many consistent releases. And, you know, it's been a while since we've seen a company kind of, you know, go banger, 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 banger. You know, usually you'll have one or two in a good year. And this, I want to say this is like their third or fourth cigar we've reviewed this year. And I'm like, I can't wait for the next Aladino now. Because, you know, it's not going to suck, which is so nice.
Yeah. All right. Question for you guys. Do you recall a brand that had a initial release and then had a follow-up Vitola that was so much better than the initial release?
We were in a couple.
Where they've released a Vitola extension.
You mean like within their core line, they had one size?
Yeah, they had a line. They had a line.
And then they released a different size.
They just do a line extension, same line.
I think it's happened. Like, yeah, I mean, I think it's happened a few times.
You could say Corona Viva, Underground Corona Viva.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't prepared for this conversation, but
no,
yes.
I understand. I'm just throwing you guys under the bus on it, but you know.
Yeah. And I haven't smoked the Toro of this, but I've heard the Toro might also be really good in this too. Okay. But that Roth,
is this where they've added a Vitola every year?
I think they did Rothschild Toro at the same time. Is that, I don't know. Maybe they didn't. Maybe it went Rothschild, then it went Toro, and then it went this. I don't know. I don't know that this blend's been around for 3 years, though. I think last year was the Rothschild and the Toro. So, all right. Well, we'll see.
What are they going to do next year? We'll see. Lonsdale. Lonsdale.
They just completely tweaked it.
Do it. Do a Lonsdale. Maybe. Do a Lonsdale, please.
Yeah, they did the Lonsdale in the Cameroon in the initial release. I don't think they've done a Lonsdale. They haven't done a Lonsdale in this, so we'll have to see.
2022. I'm calling it right now. There it is. Lonsdale.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Elegante.